Previously on Three of Hearts. Agents Vellum and Felspar rescued Kurt Whittlesby and took him to the reclusive and mysterious healer Merathena. She agrees to heal Kurt on the condition that the agents promise not to bring outside attention to Clovenheart. Later, Vel and Spar become suspicious of their host, Jasper, after discovering that they are altered despite claiming otherwise.
We're on our way to the concert. There's a big diamond bat signal in the sky. That's the diamond signal. Headed towards this mysterious compound in the middle of the wheat fields.
And we have lasagna bento boxes, is that right?
You have lasagna bento boxes.
Okay.
And Spar's dropping by the community like mailbox, outgoing mail. And what is Spar delivering?
So Spar's going to tear a page out of his little detective notebook and address it to Sorrel and say, can you fake a family emergency and come to Clovenheart? And he'll suggest under it, just tell them I'm in another coma. That one always works. And then fold it up real good. In like old timey times, there was a tradition of like folds that would lock your note shut. So like you couldn't open it without tearing it.
Yeah.
I assume it's he's got something like that and drops it in and is like, all right, let's go.
Question.
Yes.
Just to clarify a couple things really quick. One, has Spar ever been in a coma?
Yes. This would be probably the first fake coma, at least in like a good 4 or 5 years.
When has Spar, is that a spoiler? When has Spar been in a coma?
Yeah, just period. Like, you know, he doesn't work in like a safe line of work.
Fair. All right. So. All right. And then the last question, you mailed something else earlier. You had asked for
Diamond and Sekitan's
autographs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just remembering things. Okay. Sounds good. The two of you arrive at that compound. So it has high, like, slate walls. And it's just like very, you know, you can't see what's happening beyond them. They're very tall. There's metal double doors that say, I'm trying to think. On the metal doors, spelled in graffiti, say DJ Guac Boy and Vidmaster Zochi. There are many lights of many colors coming from inside this compound. There is no ceiling to the compound.
How tall is tall? Like, are the walls potentially climbable? Is this 8 feet or 20 feet?
Like 15.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you arrive in the compound. Yeah, the doors are open currently, so you enter.
Are there other doors
besides the big main entrance? So walking around this compound would be a timely endeavor. Do you do that?
It's always good to know where the other fire exits are in case of emergency.
Yeah. Does it get any faster if we split and go in opposite directions and meet?
Yeah, naturally.
Spar's going to suggest we do like just a light jog around, assuming, I guess, that you can't just see from inside, right? Because like, in theory, from inside the compound, you could see if there's another break in the stone.
Oh, so you guys are just going to go inside.
Well, I'm not passing the threshold, but I want to see what I can see from the threshold. It.
Okay. So here. Okay.
I've played D&D before. I know about doors.
Not obviously. So there's not huge stone doors or metal doors like this one, if there's other doors.
Okay.
I should say this compound is like a football field big. Like, it's very large.
Hey, Spar, is this new or has this been here for a while?
I think the last time I asked Jordan, it's new. Yeah. So Spar is going to squint at it and say, I don't remember it. Pretty sure that means it's new.
Pretty sure?
Pretty sure.
Let's ask Mir Thorn.
I will fucking take that pixie in hand and fling him right out the window. That's Essay, not Spar. Spar is suspicious, but not angry.
I don't remember if in character Vellum has heard Spar mention memory problems, so.
I think no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I think only Anya knows.
Anya, the aunts would know a little bit of it, at least.
Anya's the only one we've talked to about it, in the game.
So, yeah, okay. I think Vellum will just kind of nod and not assume that, you know, there's anything serious to worry about. But just, you know, sometimes you can't remember, like, normally, like a person.
Well, yeah, if it's somewhere you haven't been for 10 years, it's normal to not remember what's in the middle of a field.
Yeah, it's a huge, sizable compound.
You know, maybe they were building it one time when he was still here. So he doesn't remember it because he didn't see it complete.
Could be.
So, yeah, beyond the walls, there are several smaller buildings. One appears to be, well, it is called the Cineplex, so it's some kind of movie theater.
In the middle of a field?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what movies they show there?
What movies do they show there, Ela?
Children of the Corn and other such films.
Ah, Field of Dreams, perhaps?
Or maybe In the Tall Grass.
Perhaps.
Okay, so yeah, so there's a movie theater. There's a small skate park. I should say this within the compound, there is no wheat, if that's not clear. Like, it's flat in here.
Yeah, no, that's I'm making faces for listeners at home. I'm making extremely suspicious and upset faces.
Is that because we're in a mall?
Wait, why are you making suspicious faces? I'm curious.
Because it just seems like a weird place to put social stuff is out.
Oh, for sure.
In the middle of a field. So, like, I don't dig these vibes.
A significant portion of the compound is taken up by a large stage and the bleachers before it, where currently a banner says Diamond and Secatan together again, reunion tour, Cloven Heart edition.
I'm making faces again because I'm suspicious about whether or not this is a tour.
Yeah, is this the first stop on their tour or?
Yes. Underneath that is another banner that says featuring DJ Guac Boy. And then under that is another smaller banner, which says with video effects by Zochi.
And under that banner is presented by Mayor Governor Thorne.
Yes, that's correct. And then actually, when you guys walk in, you see Joaquin on a ladder taking down the Thorn one because that was not true or put there by one of the two boys.
So Sparl will tap Vellum before they go all the way in and say, you want to do a quick circuit, check for other exits?
Sure.
You go that way, I'll go this way.
That seems wise.
Okay, so I don't think you need a flip for door checking. There is. So actually every cardinal direction.
Are they clearly marked? Everything is up to code? Jordan, you have to tell us if it's up to code or else it's entrapment.
There's no way it's up to code. It's definitely, it's probably clearly marked on the inside, but not on the outside.
Okay.
Are the doors all unlocked?
Yes. Kay. Yes.
Does any alarm go off when we open any of the doors to check if they're unlocked?
Negative.
Okay. It's always good to make sure the emergency exits work.
Can both of you flip? I'm trying to think of what's a fun one here. I think agility stealth, just to see if you can test the door in such a way that is not obvious, like that you're checking a door.
Okie doke. Agility is 2 and stealth sneaking.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaking is 0 minus 1 flip for having a mild migraine.
Okay.
So that is 2. Nope. 1?
1 card.
1. Okay.
You don't get the healthy card, so.
And that's a queen. So I will take 1 success, please.
Okay.
Did you want the same agility and sneaking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is 2 cards for Vellum. None success.
Did you take 1 for healthy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one agility, no sneaking. So.
Okay. This was an incredibly low stakes flip.
I also don't know that Vellum would have thought to be sneaky about it.
Yeah. I don't think Spar cares about getting caught checking the exits.
Yeah. So nobody notices Spar. Vellum, you flip one card to see if you get caught. Yes. So Vellum, you open it and you open it like into the back of Zochi's wheelchair. Like it just like, you know, gently taps against the thing when you test the door. And
as in like Zochi's on the other side of the door?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, hey, you know, this is a fire exit.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're agreed. It's a fire exit. You can come in this way.
Right. It's a fire exit. You know, there's going to be, I assume, a lot of people here. Just wanted to make sure the exits were clear, you know, in case anything goes wrong.
Wow. You really go above and beyond, you suits agents. I really respect that.
When it comes to a lot of people in one area, it's always good to be a little precautious, you know?
That's totally valid.
An ounce of precaution is, and I can't remember the rest of it, but something prevention.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah, that sounds better.
An ounce of fire safety is worth a pound of fire unsafety.
Fire. Mm-hmm. That's the old adage.
Yep.
Zochi says, that's a good idea. We should like have like, I mean, we have the exits labeled, but you think it's a good idea to like pre-show announcement, like, hey, mind that here are the fire exits in case anything happens?
Yeah, that's an excellent idea.
Wow. That's a good idea. Have you thought about going into event planning?
I have not.
Okay. Don't tell Diamond this, but this is actually our first event we ever planned. We told them we'd plan events like all the time. This is our first event. So, you know, it's a little bit nerve wracking. So that's a good tip.
But you're doing great. And you thought up the idea of the announcement. So you should be.
I did.
You should be happy.
Yeah. All it took was someone to hit me with the door. Thank you.
Yep. You're OK, right?
Yeah. They give you a thumbs up as they wheel away.
Okay.
All right. So you guys meet back at the front of the compound.
Mm-hmm. Or I guess we probably meet in the like somewhere around the back.
Oh, that's true. You meet at the back of the compound.
Yeah. You want to just slip in one of these back doors?
It would certainly prevent having to walk all the way back around to the entrance. I'm okay with that.
Spar opens the whatever the opposite cardinal direction of the front is.
Okay.
For Vellum.
So you guys. You open the door for Vellum. Does Vellum go in first?
Spar's gesturing, like quite gentlemanly. Yeah.
Vellum will go in first and say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah, I think it makes sense that this would be, you pretty much have found yourself behind the stage.
Mm-hmm.
There's some preparations going on. There's a little, like, tent that just has a diamond on the logo. You're probably detecting a theme. And then standing out in kind of like the field, or I guess behind the stage, just standing there, talking to Joaquin, is Sekatan, who waves at the two of you. When they spot you.
I wanted to say something before I forgot, and I don't know if this is important or not. But Ela had the thought of, if it doesn't have a ceiling to cover it, why have the walls around this enclosure? What purpose do they serve?
Here in Madison, we have Bree Stevens Field, which is not 15-foot walls, but it's a field, and then there's, you know, like walls up around it, and that is admittedly not in the middle of a cornfield, but like I think it makes some kind of sense to be like, outside of this is crops, inside of this is event space.
Okay, that way you're not just trampling over other people's crops.
Yeah, there is no road to the compound, that you do have to walk through the fields.
Good.
There's probably like a foot beaten path by now, though, right? Like with the setup.
Yeah.
So Sekitan waves, Vellum will wave.
Spar waves back and nudges Vellum. All right. What next? Talk to Sekitan, go spy on Diamond, do a lap, eat a corn dog.
Are there corn dogs?
vegetarian ones.
We're here. Let's go say hi to Sekitan, see how they're doing.
Okey-doke.
They like spread out their hands for like, could be a hug, could just be excitement. And they just say, I made it. I'm here.
I'm so glad that you made it. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't realize they gesture to Spar and say, I didn't realize you were related to one of the event planners.
Yeah. You know, I didn't either, but very proud. But the whole family's very proud of him.
Yeah. That's amazing. So young. And I met your aunt, real sweetie.
Brynhilda. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was really nice of them to come get me. So thank you guys for arranging that. That could have been a pretty embarrassing mix up if our big reunion concert didn't have me.
Not much of a reunion.
No, it wouldn't be like an
disunion, a divorce concert.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we haven't. Yeah. Anyway. So how are things going in Clovenheart? How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. It's you haven't been here before. I haven't been here before either. It's been enlightening.
You know, I just got in a couple hours ago. I haven't seen a lot of the town yet, but it's quaint. Kind of reminds me of where I grew up.
Have you been on one of the hovercrafts yet? And Vellum grins.
No, but I actually saw you. Was that you guys flying through? I thought I saw you guys from a distance.
That may have been us. Yes, it's quite enjoyable. I do recommend giving it a try.
In the middle of Vellum's conversation, Spar's going to fish Vellum's cigarette pack out of his breast pocket and help himself. And then tuck the pack back into Vellum's pocket when he's done.
Okay.
Just as you guys are actively speaking.
Sekitan like notices that and is just kind of like amused and maybe thinks it's a little cute. And they say, so yeah, I caught up with Diamond a little bit. They said they really like it here. They said they really enjoyed their stay. They're a little bit bummed to move on. So it must be a nice town. We've got a concert in Cinder Shore in a couple of days. So
okay,
gotta get moving.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were off to next on this tour.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a big tour. I only took a few days off work, so I hope I calculated correctly. So, it's just sort of a thing. I don't know. I think it was mostly the kids' idea, really. Design was in town to throw a concert, so.
Where is it that you work? Do you work in Vasa Natura?
Yeah, I work in City Hall, governor's office.
Did Ela know this? Because I can't remember.
Vellum knows this. Vellum knows also that Sekitan works with Spar's sister. That's how Sekitan mentioned, like, knowing about Clovenheart.
Mm-hmm. Was through,
oh, yeah, okay.
Through Sorrel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
They say, so I don't mean to dart, but I'm going to talk Diamond a little bit more before the show starts.
No, of course.
All right. But, you know, it was, you know, nice to meet the two of you. I'd be happy to catch up, you know, after the concert. Sorrel is a sweetheart, and I figure her family's got to be similar. And so far, it's proving to be true.
And I think you've now met everybody but Aunt Luna, so almost there. You got to complete the set.
Mm-hmm. Will do. They give Vellum a quick hug, and then they start heading towards Diamond's tent.
No. While they were talking, Spar was keeping an eye out, just like observing. Can I flip something to see if... Basically, like an investigation perception-y.
With what intent?
With the intent of feeling like something here is suspicious. I think it's investigation. Wit investigation, maybe? It's a like...
So less empathy and more investigation?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Looking for stuff.
Sure.
Although, now that you said it, maybe I do want to flip empathy. See if the people are up to.
I will let you do both of those things.
That's so many cards. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wit is 4 and investigation is 4. So that would normally be 8 and is now 7.
You know, more cards, more opportunities for jokers.
I'm up for it. Okay, so that is a jack and a queen, not of hearts. So 2 successes on investigation. Okay. Should I go ahead and flip now for empathy 2 or wait for the results?
No, let's do one at a time.
Okay.
So investigation, was it just vis-a-vis Sekitan or this the entire compound?
Yeah, the whole seat. And in fact, kind of ignoring Sekitan in favor of like observation of scoping the place out.
Sounds good. Okay, yeah, I like this. For two successes, you notice one of the hover cars is parked here right by Diamond's tent, and it has, like, some stuff loaded up in it. Bags, luggage, almost. Well, yeah, more like luggage than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and flip your empathy roll.
Okay. And that's going to be same stats, so another mm-hmm. seven.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that? I think that's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Those are your two good ones. Well, best ones.
Seven. Okay, two kings and a queen of hearts. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes, please.
Wow.
Okay.
Vellum is the people person if you have to actually interact, but Spar is the people person as long as it's just about looking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so 5 successes is really good. So you're going to get a couple things here. One, Sekatan, especially as they leave, seems a little bit agitated and not as in mad, but like something's eating them.
Mm-hmm. Same as how they were on the train or different feeling?
A little bit different.
Okay.
A little bit different. Not like stage fright. It's different. Yeah. And then Joaquin on stage is setting up. I don't think Spar would really know what this is exactly. I don't think it's a common thing, but he's setting up like a rudimentary turntable
mm-hmm.
from which to DJ.
It'd probably be almost familiar, right? Because I imagine the main method of music storage right now has got to be like equivalent to vinyls.
Right. So it's just like an interesting, it looks like a high tech vinyl setup essentially.
Sure.
And there's also, so you're backstage, you would see this. There's behind the curtain, there's these tall, like metal cylinders and these stout, like crystals of different colors. And you're not sure what that's about. Joaquin just looks nervous, whether that's because of the show or something else, you really can't say. You just get, you know, he's usually pretty chill, doesn't really emote very much, but he's sort of nervous, but almost in like a shifty way. Like he's looking around a lot and yeah, seems almost like he's looking over his shoulder.
So Sparrow will jog up to him where he's setting up and do the cool mm-hmm. guy nod. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Joaquin's like, hey, Spar.
How's it going?
It's going good. I mean, I'm excited. I have performed in front of the same people before, which is pretty cool. Getting to work with Diamond is pretty big. And second hand has been really nice. So yeah, it's been good.
What kind of equipment are you setting up here?
Oh, so this is my, well, this is okay. After the show,
mm-hmm.
mostly me will be, performing music for a dance afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my turntable where I'm going to play samples of various other songs and mix them together into something new. And behind the stage, we have some instruments that will help me out with that. So yeah, that's sort of what I'm setting up. He kind of gestures to the top of the stage and there's hanging from horizontal beam are cameras.
Mm-hmm.
He says, and Zochi's got some really cool audio visual stuff that's going to be going on too. It's going to be really neat.
Cool, cool, cool. Are these, what's these like cylinder and is it like diamond shaped things? I've lost track of what is and isn't diamond shaped.
Yeah, I know, right? No. They're just like little columns almost of crystal.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, Zochi found out about these and they're super neat. If you smack them with a little stick, they like make a cool noise. So my little setup here, after I strike them, it will be able to record and sort of replicate the noises so I can combine them to make new sounds on the fly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, break a leg. Come find me if you need anything.
Yeah. Sorry, I feel like I saw something I shouldn't have, but also maybe it's relevant to you specifically.
What happened?
I was just going to Diamond's tent to grab something, a component for this whole setup that I had left in there, and they were gone, and in my search, I saw some medication, and I think that Diamond could be a altered, which is obviously fine, but maybe a lycanthrope, which is also fine, but something to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize the medications exactly. I know from interacting with Josepha and hanging out at Trader Joe's that, like, there are lycanthropes in town who take these prescriptions.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's not a full moon tonight, so it should be fine, but I don't know. You guys deal with supernatural hazards, and sometimes lycanthropes are supernatural hazards.
Yeah, no, thank you for telling me. You did good, kid.
He gives you a thumbs up.
What's Vellum up to?
What is Vellum up to?
Do we want to say that part of that conversation was while Vellum was talking to Sekitan?
Yeah, sure. I think that makes some kind of sense, yeah.
Cool. Because I don't know what else Vellum would be doing while that's going on, because he wouldn't want to interrupt or eavesdrop.
Mm-hmm.
But Ela had some thoughts about what Sekitan said. So,
okay.
I think Vellum will circle back to catch up with Spar and take the cigarette and take a couple puffs off of it, hand it back, and musing out loud, it seems strange that they would do a reunion tour for only a few days. I mean, especially considering how they haven't worked together in so long, I would think it'd be a big deal, a important decision that wouldn't be made last minute or so frivolously.
Yeah, no, there's no way a reunion tour is Xochitl and Joaquin's idea. Something here isn't right.
I've never met Sekitan before this trip, so I couldn't say if they're acting suspicious or different than normal, but that stood out to me, and I wanted to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, they definitely don't seem comfortable.
Mm.
They seem kind of agitated. I'm not sure. The whole vibe here is weird tonight.
Is everything okay with Joaquin?
I hope so. He says that he found medication that lycanthropes take in Diamond's tent.
Vellum will kind of tense up a little bit.
Do you know if there are off-label uses for that kind of medication? Like, is there any reason to take it if you're not aware?
Hey, Jordan.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you could flip Intelligence Arcana to find out.
I was going to ask Arcana or Biology?
Either.
Okay. Well, I guess it's moot because I have masteries in both of those.
Okay.
I was thinking I was better at one, but okay. Intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, intelligence is 4, arcana and biology are 4, 1 for healthy, 9 cards. We got a ace and a joker. And everything else is just a number.
For 1 success and a joker, you would know that in non...
Wait.
Lycanthropes.
Before
that, they can be.
Sorry to interrupt. I haven't used Arcana yet for my eclectic, so I'm gonna flip one more.
Okay,
that's a Queen of Hearts.
Whoa! That's 3 more successes. What a huge difference that makes. Okay,
yeah.
Like seriously. Okay, so, all right, you're gonna get way more information now.
Excellent.
All right, so. These medications, there's actually usually 2 of them taken together. One inhibits the I'm not going to make up a bunch of techno babble here, but like, you know, inhibits the
is one like a T blocker and
kind of kind of, but no, also one inhibits the protein that makes, you know, the transformation happen. However, it almost works too well. So they have to take a small dose of that protein also along with it. Otherwise it can have negative effects on their body.
Okay.
And either of these taken in a non-lycanthrope can be damaging to the body, but can also create like a kind, like a high. The protein on its own, we'll call it a vitamin, on its own would essentially give you like a lot of energy. And then the blocker on its own would just make you like very, very chill.
Uppers and downers.
Mm-hmm. And the one that Joaquin saw specifically is the downer.
Hmm. So Diamond's got benzos in their tent.
Mm-hmm. Did Spar get the name of the one that Joaquin saw so that Vellum can say what taking that one would be?
I think Jordan just said that the one that's in Diamond's tent was the downer, so.
Right. I wasn't sure if Spar knew that knowledge.
I think yes.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let's say colloquially, L blocker, L booster.
Okay.
I'm going to be real. Spar definitely knows what these are used for. He may not know the prescription name, but his face definitely does. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does Vellum need to flip empathy, or is it really obvious that Spar knows what they're used for?
I think if Vellum wants to flip empathy, he can find out if Spar knows by observation or by more personal means.
All right. Vellum, flip wit empathy.
So that is one for wit, one for empathy, one for healthy, and one for eclectic empathy.
All right. Four of cards, baby.
None success.
None successes? Okay, none. So... yeah, you don't know. It's a mystery.
It's a complete mystery. Okay.
All right. What are you guys doing from there?
What else have we seen? So we've seen the cylinders that are guitar pedals backstage. Mm-hmm. What other weird shit is there?
There's cameras. There's the table. There's a hover car next to Diamond's tent loaded up with stuff.
You want to go check the hover car out?
Yeah.
Go check the hover car out.
On your way to check the hover car out, Spar, flip wit investigation. That's the best kind of perception, right? In this game?
Yeah.
So wit investigation.
Yeah. If it's oriented at a person, I get a plus one.
Nope.
Okay. So that will be 7 because I am still in migrained.
Okay.
6, 7. One success, one joker. Just noting out loud, that's a 3, but not of hearts. So a jack and a joker.
Okay. I realized retroactively that maybe survival would make more sense, but you already flipped the card, so it's fine. All right. One success, one joker, right?
Yep. If you want it to have been survival, no success, no joker. Says with the last two I pulled.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah, this is a pretty low stakes one. It's just kind of funny. But on your way there, is it okay to make a canon that Spar has a mild cat allergy?
Oh no.
Oh sure, we'll say it's quite mild.
Okay.
Cause now you know Destiny's favorite place to cuddle is gonna be Spar's laundry.
That's okay. It just makes him do cute little sneezes.
Oh. Yeah. And that's exactly what happens. As you see a winged cat, I don't know if we established this on mic, I think it was off mic, all cats in this world are winged, so it just goes without saying. Mm-hmm. A winged cat is flying towards you with like leathery wings, black cat, you barely catch it in the night except for the glint of its eye, and you're ready for it.
Does it have like going right at you?
And yeah, and then you sneeze and the cat like smacks you in the face as it tries to land on your shoulder elegantly.
Oh. This is adorable.
The cat like sneezes at you and then kind of hisses a little bit.
Spar hisses back at it.
Roll presence persuasion to try to intimidate this cat.
Okay. It's not going to be very good, but that's fine. It's just an instinctive, like, between...
Or brawn persuasion.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take brawn persuasion. But yeah, as with kissing Tatiana, if you do a sudden thing at Spar, odds are very good he'll do it back at you.
Oh, good.
Brawn is 3, persuasion is 2, so that would have been 5, 4 because of migraine. Mm-hmm. 2 successes, a queen and a jack.
Alrighty. The cat cowers. A lot of frivolous flips in this episode, and that's fine.
I think, like, as they kind of scramble, Spar gets his hands around it and is, like, holding it in front of his face.
And then the cat, like, opens its mouth as if to yawn, but then it just keeps its mouth open, and Merafina's voice comes out of the cat.
Oh.
And says, "Hello, Maram. I just wanted you to know that things are progressing nicely with the Whittlesby boy. His sister has joined me, and all is well." I mean, not. He's malnourished, but I'm working on that, and I've been able to reverse some of the damage done to him. Yep, so should be right as rain. He needs a lot of rest, but he'll live. And the cat closes its mouth.
It should go without saying that Vellum is giving this kitty cat scritches under the chin.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Spar, on the other hand, is weirded out and sort of shudders with, like, "I hate when she does that."
It's not this guy's fault.
The kitty gives Vellum a little headbutt and then flies off into the night.
Vellum is just like, "Yes. Good."
Spar sneezes a couple more times.
Oh. So you make it to the hover car.
Weird night. Weird night. The vibes are... very strange.
Oh, I'm sure it's only going to get weirder.
Yeah, it seems to happen around you.
I wish I could say it's the same for you, but in this case, I think you might be right.
Well, cherish it. Doesn't happen very often. Spar wants to take a look at what's this luggage about.
Yeah, so what you can get without anything, it's Diamond's luggage. Just for your good... I mean, your investigation earlier, the logical conclusion is that she's planning to get out of town, like, fairly quickly after this show ends because she's, like, ready to go.
Hmm. And there's, like, nothing ticking or growling in the luggage?
No.
Okay. Spar's going to look at Val and say, "What now?"
While certainly suspicious, I don't think we really have grounds to do anything about Diamond's seemingly plans to get away quickly. It might be worth keeping an eye on Sekitan to see if they also disappear quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, as you guys are discussing this, Diamond walks out of their tent. They are dressed in they have a sequined jacket, and they, are wearing kind of like a low-cut shirt and some tight-fitting pants. And they have a brownish-yellow strapped to their back, and they're headed to the stage. And they say, detectives, agents, I'm not really sure of the formalities there. I need to be on stage shortly, but I am sorry for the way things went this morning. I was agitated. The GM couldn't believe for a second that was this morning. that was like years ago. Oh, I just wanted to know, does the search for Kurt go well?
We
have some really promising leads.
What did Vellum say?
I said we were still looking into it.
Hmm. Promising leads are good. I feel bad if anything happened to him.
Did you know him well?
Well is interesting. We spend time together. Nice young man. I wouldn't say that we were close. I was sad to hear that he went missing. He's a troubled soul. I hope that he's all right.
I hope so too.
All right. Well.
Good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Break a leg.
They kind of just like give an acknowledging wave to Vellum as they like pass and head up on the stage.
I think this is probably part of one of the earlier flips, but Spar's going to keep his eye out for whoever it looks like they might be on the downer drug.
Okay, sounds good. Secatan almost like skips out of the tent and is like heading after Diamond.
Spar gives them an encouraging thumbs up on the way. And then ducks into their tent.
Amazing. Okay, go ahead. Go into the tent.
I think Vellum will stand outside the tent, just kind of making sure that Spar isn't surprised when somebody starts to head that way.
Exactly what I wanted.
Has anyone tucked into their bento box yet? I'm just curious.
Absolutely not.
Okay, carry on.
I think Spar might have put his down somewhere.
All right, it's been a long day. You guys probably want food, but I guess you guys aren't trusting Jasper, so.
Yeah, I think Vellum has his with him. I don't know if he's eaten it because they have been walking around talking to people.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay.
Are you carrying it? Is it a briefcase situation? What's the...
It's in a briefcase or some sort of bag that Vellum has.
Okay.
I got to know. Messenger bag or briefcase?
Or satchel? Maybe satchel. Maybe you borrowed something from Jasper's dad's pile of clothes?
What is the difference between a satchel and a briefcase?
Briefcase is formal and hard-sided and is like business. Okay. A satchel is like a sack. A hobbit would carry a satchel but would not carry a briefcase.
Mm-hmm.
Greggans would carry a briefcase to work but probably not a satchel to work. I don't know what he carries in his off hours.
Who knows?
I imagine Vellum probably has a briefcase.
Okay. I'm sure someone in town lent one to Asians after their horrible luggage travesty.
That definitely couldn't have been prevented.
Unpreventable luggage tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, Spar, you're in the tent. What are you doing?
Investigating. What's in the tent?
Yeah, so it's a pretty simple tent. There's a cot, like a nice cot, like a nice bedroll.
Sure.
And like an armoire. And like a rack of clothes. That's pretty much it. Go ahead and flip int investigation or wit investigation.
Okay. That will still be 7. One success, an ace.
Okay.
I'm going to throw one drive at it. Two successes, two aces.
Nice. Okay. That makes a big difference. Really does. Okay. So you see sitting on the armoire is a like a pillbox basically.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't think it is that. I think it's more like a cassette sized box.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a holder for two small pill containers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going full Snoop, right? I mean, you're
Yeah. No, we're opening, we're rifling through, we're sticking our hands in pockets.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I think the only real thing of note is probably this, though, which is that this is actually a container for both the L booster and the L blocker.
Mm-hmm.
And the L booster is missing.
Hmm. Okay. Spar's going to put everything back the way it was, duck out of the tent, and tell Vellum what he found.
Okay.
Around this time, by the way, it becomes uproariously loud as they have taken the stage. So both the sound of their music and the crowd, it's just, yeah, it's pretty deafening. I hate to do it, but Spar, I'm going to need you to flip Brawn Biology.
Okay. Knew it was coming. Brawn Biology or Brawn Survival? They're both the same.
Whatever I said before.
I don't know. It's one or the other. We should write down these rules.
Nah.
In any case, that's going to be 2 cards, which is 1 Joker.
Oh, no. Essay.
I don't even know what that means for this.
Essay. I think we should get rid of that one.
Well, see, here's the thing. We haven't gotten into a fight and nobody's in danger. And I've gone through half my deck. So I think it's okay to hit a Joker on you know what's up with Spar's migraine? Is he has migraine aura now. We actually talked about this. So some migraines, I essay the player. Most of my migraines are without aura. So it just like hurts and I feel kind of nauseous and like a little light sensitive and I'm cranky. But a couple times a year, I get migraines with aura, which can mean all sorts of different things. But for me, it means I have a blind spot where like if I know I'm looking at your face and I'm making what I know is eye contact, there'll be like a patch of static where your face should be.
Oh, yeah, I've had that. I just didn't know there was a name for it like that.
Yeah. And some people see, like, colored lights. Some people see, like, halo effects. There's all kinds of weird stuff.
So that happens. We'll kind of take that as it comes, but also your migraine is upgraded to severe.
Yeah, yep.
You come out, you tell Vellum what you found, and you're probably clutching your head as you do so. Good afternoon, morning, or evening, folks. This is your host, Jordan Quiverance. I am the wingman, GM, and god of this world. Both the podcast world and the real one. I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. Well, this is Three of Hearts. You probably know that. We are a Space Kings TTRPG podcast. Space Kings is a fun game, and if you want to learn more about it, you can go to spacekings.space. It's created by Kevin Cole in Super Tri Studios. Can you tell I haven't done a intro in a while? If you want to find me on social media, I'm at Jordan Quiverance and linked in the description. And my pronouns are they, them. And that's all the things I say in the intro.
Excellent. Good job.
Thanks.
This is Ela Alexi. You can find me online at Ela Alexi. I play Agent Vellum. He and I both use he and they pronouns. All the music is by Louis Zong. You can find their music at louiszong.com or on Twitter at EverydayLouis. The songs that we use are Dogtective for the intro, At Last a Piano for the midtro, and Ghost Plus Guest for the outro.
Hi, my name is Essa. I use she, her pronouns. I play Agent Felspar, who uses he, him pronouns. You can find the show at Three Hearts Cast on Twitter and Instagram, where you can follow us for updates about when there's a new episode or something cool we want to share, or just to come hang out. We love that. You can also find us on patreon.com/threeheartscast, T-H-R-E-E, spelled out, where you can find things like outtakes. You can find us playing A Quiet Year about the foundation of Vasa Natura. You can find us just generally sharing other cool behind the scenes and wacky things. And we would love it so much if you'd be able to toss us a little bit of money. It does cost us a little bit to produce the show with things like editing software and hosting. So if you can help, we love that. If you can't help, we love that anyway. Thank you for being here. You can find me online at SA Hex. You know, doesn't matter. What should we go out front? Where's the best vantage point, do you think?
The best vantage point to see what's going on stage, I suppose, would be in front of it. But if we wanted to see perhaps what the exit strategy is, it might be good to stay back here. What do you think?
Well, I'm wondering if it makes sense to stay back here or to post up by the entrance so we would have a view of the whole crowd and the stage.
Makes sense.
You're the tech. Which one?
I think Vellum is possibly going to suggest staying by one of the side doors. That way, if there's an emergency on one end or the other, maybe they can try to get to it faster.
Okay. Jordan, does either of the side doors have something climbable? Any way we can get height?
Yes. Because this whole compound, there are actually elements of it that are still in progress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say there's literally like a pile of like heavy duty crates.
Mm-hmm.
And they're one of the exits that you could theoretically perch atop.
Okay, then that's where we're headed.
All right. So as you kind of walk in front of the stage, first of all, I just flipped performance for Diamond and they got 6 successes.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So they're fucking rocking it out there. But they also got a Queen of Diamonds, which I've decided has to be their version of Queen of Hearts. Like, that's how Diamond crits. Mm-hmm. And so that actually gets 7 successes. So
they cut a spaceship in half with a sword.
They cut a spaceship in half with a sword. That equivalent of a fucking rocking out. I mean, it's not really rock. It's like more like big band kind of music. Yeah, people are loving it.
Did you flip for Sekitan?
No, I'm going to do that as well. Let's see. Okay, Crimson like stacked the deck when they shuffled today. And that's 4 successes for Sekitan. So okay. doing quite good as well.
Good to group all the successes on the performance checks. So hopefully there are none left for combat or explosion or taking Vellum's blood away from him or whatever the fuck else you're going to flip.
You know.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Presence phlebotomy.
Okay, there's like there's cameras on stage, like I mentioned earlier, and they're projecting almost like a music video happening on the stage behind them. Like crazy, like sceneries and like. It's a lot of like naturey things, but with like weird filters on them. It's definitely like what a 16-year-old thinks is like a cool music video. It's not very elegant, but the crowd likes it. Mm-hmm. You guys make it to your box tower.
Is Spar climbing up?
Yeah.
Does he want Vellum to come up there too? Or
yeah, I'll turn and give a hand.
Okay. Vellum will say, I do hope we don't have to get down quickly.
Jump and I'll catch you.
Okay.
I mean, you guys are just watching, essentially, for anything strange?
Yep.
Can you both flip wit investigation for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the good news is I get to flip 8 cards again. Bad news is now I'm minus a success instead of a minus a flip.
I have 1 wit, 2 investigation, 1 healthy... 1 eclectic.
All right, so I critted with my 3 of hearts, so that is 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5, 6. So 5 successes after you take back the migraine reduction. I pulled a king, a jack, an ace, and a 3 of hearts.
Wow, wow, wow.
I got a king and a jack.
So Spar sees everything.
mm-hmm.
I think you guys like just distinctly different things that you see, and I think that they make sense given like your characters. Spar, first thing you see up near the stage, and I mean, she's a little bit hard to make out because of size, but in the crowd, Brunhilde near the stage. Actually, no. She likes to go around town on her pet cow. Cows in this world, they're kind of a hybrid between a cow and a giraffe. The necks aren't as tall as giraffe necks, but like they're taller than much, like they're tall. And so, body of cow. A few feet of neck.
I hate this.
Maybe like a foot of neck.
I hate this.
Mind of giraffe.
I hate this.
Why? What do you hate about it?
Cows are not meant to be necky. Cows are a big old rectangle with a head stuck mm-hmm. directly to the rectangle.
Well, now the rectangle like goes up a little bit at an angle and that's the head still stuck there.
That's not a rectangle anymore, Jordan.
Yeah. No.
I hate to tell you.
Anyway, Hildy's on her cow.
Hildy's on her cow. And Lunavilla flies in the middle of the concert and lands next to her. I mean, you know, you probably just observed that casually near the beginning of the concert. Maybe like 10 minutes later, they're kind of like discussing something. Brunhilde's respectfully off to the side, so she's not blocking people's view with her cow. And
hey, Jordan. What's the cow's name?
I was fearing this question, but knew it was coming. The cow's name is
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon's good. I think Cinnamon is one of her cows because she has several. I think Cinnamon is one of her cows, but this cow in particular is
Butterscotch.
Yeah. Is Butterscotch?
Hila, you can't make it easy for Jordan.
You just paused just enough for me to throw something out, and I can't not.
Wait, hold on. No, I can do better.
Oh, can you? Can you, Jordan?
Yes, because preteen Sorrel named this cow, and she named it
Almond.
No, after her favorite band at the time.
Oh, no.
And Sorrel had a very, very, like, 6-week-long emo phase. And her favorite band was Hold on, what math are you trying to do?
Cows live about 20 years. I mean, these are fantasy cows, but I was just checking to see whether that was like in the realm of.
Okay.
So this cow's name is.
Is, hold on.
A fire inside.
No.
Okay.
Does it change anything if I remind you that Sorrel canonically is really into musicals?
Fuck.
Okay. This cow's name is Gene Kelly.
No. What's like an emo? It's a good cow name.
Sondheim.
Wait.
I'm just thinking of musical related things.
Her emo musical phase, and his name is Sadheim.
Oh my god. So is this cow like all black or?
Yeah, for sure. All black actually has red spots.
Excellent.
And his full name is Steven Sadheim.
I'll allow it.
Okay. Alrighty. So anyway, eventually Luna and Hildy have what appears to be a pretty tense discussion. And Luna leaves for a couple of minutes and then eventually comes back and apologizes to Hildy. Okay, so you see that happen. Vellum, meanwhile, you see Secatan on stage displaying none of their usual stage fright. They're doing quite good. Obviously, Diamond is the big star, has the star power, but Secatan's doing fine. And again, like, you're fairly well versed in these people's music through Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem like much higher energy than they normally would be on stage.
Okay.
Perhaps. Do they seem like they are on drugs?
I don't know. If someone wants to flip me a intelligence biology to determine this, feel free. I would let Spar get away with like a wit streetwise or something.
Could Vellum make the, what was it? Intelligence biology?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So 4 for intelligence, 4 for biology, 1 for healthy, 1 for eclectic. And we have 2 queens, an ace, and a joker.
Wait, 2 queens, an ace, and a joker? So 3 successes and a joker?
Yep.
It definitely clicks. Like, it seems like Secatan could be on these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stand up to, like, inform Spar about this, like, you stand up with, like, excitement. You're like, oh, crap, we can fall off the box.
Oh, no.
Spar's going to try and catch him.
All right. Spar, go ahead and flip agility athletics.
Brawn athletics?
Sure.
Thank you.
He's right next to you, so I think that's fair.
Yeah. Brawn is 3. Athletics is none.
Mm.
So I can flip 3 cards and then -1 success.
Yike.
So I flipped 1 success. I'm going to use probably 2 drive. So
okay.
1 drive is nothing. 2 drive, still nothing. 3 drive, still nothing.
Oh.
Eli, I have 1 drive remaining. Do you want me to spend it on you now or hold it?
I think hold it.
Okay.
Okay, Vellum can flip to save himself if he wants to also flip a Brawn athletics.
Okay.
And probably is not very many cards at all.
It's not, but we'll try it.
Well, the good news, ? Is I'm almost out of my deck, so we get all those nice successes back.
2 brawn, 1 healthy is a ace and a jack.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, you catch yourself.
But between Spar grabbing onto his wrist or something and...
Yeah, you're able to stabilize yourself and long enough to grab hold of the box and get pulled back up.
Vellum's like, I knew this was a bad idea.
And Spar's like, I told you I'd catch you. Mostly I meant on purpose, if you gave me heads up, but.
Thank you, nevertheless.
Always.
The last thing, Spar, I'll say maybe you got distracted for a second when you were trying to catch Vellum because you saw something. I'm going to give you something else for your 5 successes earlier. You see, I'm going to say this, like, this particular vantage point gives you, like, the stage from the side and also a part of backstage still. Mm-hmm. And you see objects coming out of Diamond's tent and going into that hover car, seemingly of their own volition. Like they're floating through the air and then landing in the hover car.
He'll jostle Vellum and point and be like, that seems arcane. Any ideas? Does this ring any bells for you?
So it's things moving out of the car or into the car?
No, into the car from the tent.
Okay. That definitely seems very arcane. Let me take a look.
So, go ahead and do Intelligence Arcana. This is still a game.
Okay. That is 9 cards. We got a king. We got 2 kings and a jack and 2 jacks.
Yeah, we do.
4 successes.
4 successes. So for 4 successes, I mean, the obvious answer is this, like, there's no magic anymore. So that's weird, right? Mm-hmm. Unless these objects were like pre-enchanted a long time ago to automatically go into the hover car. Not impossible, but very unlikely. But you do have trainings as a suits agent and as someone who briefly studied the arcane. Mm-hmm. Just out of like training to cover your bases, you look at the ground as these objects are being floated and you see something disturbing the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not floating objects, but rather an invisible carrier.
Oh, Vellum will point that out.
I, Essek, assumed that was that. So, like, would Vellum have any knowledge of, like, if there is something that would mimic an invisibility spell? Or, like, if...
If an object were enchanted, again, like a wand to have mm-hmm. such a spell in it, that's always a possibility, always on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Although, the further you get, I think, from the untethering, the more rare, like, hyper-specific spells like that are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But altered people also are a thing that this town is full of. So, mm-hmm. I'll throw that out there.
I mean, I can't tell from here what it is that they're carrying, but that seems very suspicious.
Yeah, I mean, there's not very much left in the tent. It fits with them wanting to make a quick getaway, but now I'm worried about how quick this getaway is going to be.
Also, assuming that it's someone invisible carrying these things, who would be doing this? They didn't seem to have, like, an agent or entourage with them to set this up.
Yeah, it seemed like Joaquin and Xochi were doing most of the setup.
Can we see Joaquin and Xochi from where we are?
Yeah, but I was about to add, both of whom are visible to you currently.
Yeah. Would Spar know of anybody in Clovenheart who has access to invisibility as part of their altar?
Nope.
Okay.
What do you think? Should we get down there?
I don't think yet. I'm worried, with most of the town here and everything strange going on, I'm worried that something big is going to happen, and I don't think that's it. If the tent had been like full of explosives, or if we hadn't had the chance to search it, I'd be more worried.
Right.
But I think let's keep an eye on it for now.
Okay.
Alrighty. So you hang out there from your vantage point, and the concert eventually concludes. And Diamond takes the mic and says, "Thank you, Clovenheart. You've been lovely. Thank you for having me for so long, and I'm sure I'll visit again. The town does dear to me. Not my first day, it won't be my last." And to Joaquin and Xochitl, who made this happen, sorry, DJ Guacboy and Xochi, who made this happen, my sincerest thanks. And Sasekiten, it's been a real pleasure to reunite. If you're dying to see us again, we'll be not far away in just a couple of days. We will be in Cindershore playing at the Celebration of Love in just 3 days. So be there. If you love love, which you should. And Sekitan doesn't take the mic, but just like blows some kisses and like waves cutely and like kind of prances off the stage after Diamond as they leave. And then Joaquin grabs the mic and is like, "DJ Walkboy in the house." Uh-huh. And to very muted applause, Brunhilde's going crazy.
Willem will applaud.
Yeah, great. And then, like, with apropos of nothing, like, the curtain behind the stage comes down, reveals, like, the cylinder and the crystals, and he doesn't, like, no intro. He starts banging on these things, and they make, like resonant sounds, and he basically runs back to the turntable and mixes these into, essentially, Joaquin has invented techno music. And it is a very new vibe that alarms people at first, but then some people start to get kind of into it. Let me flip to see how good he does. Accompanied by a laser light show with Xochi's help. 1 success. It's fine.
The vibes are weird.
The vibes are weird.
He's still figuring out on the fly what this kind of music is supposed to sound like.
I mean, he's inventing it several decades before, like, he really should have the technology or, like, the social climate, too. So, you know.
Yeah, it's sounds really, about right.
It's a very non-culturally appropriative version of the Back to the Future thing where everyone's just like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? Like, you guys aren't ready for this yet, but your kids are going to love it?
Because we'll be exactly.
Spar is suffering. This is like he's been shot. He's been stabbed. He's been in at least one, if not multiple comas. He's had breakfast with the mayor. And this is high on the list of the worst days of his entire life. And so he is like just kind of half collapsed into Vellum and is like fully just like has his face in Vellum's shoulder and is like, let me know if something happens. I'm just going to stay here if that's okay. And by here, he means like face just fully in Vellum's shirt, chest, shoulder.
Yeah, that's whatever you need.
Cool.
Vellum will awkwardly kind of pet his hair a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be soothing.
Aww. Vellum, flip charm empathy.
Charm is 2, empathy is 1. I'm still healthy. So that's 4 cards. We got a king and an ace.
Wow.
Almost gone through the whole deck.
Spar's migraine is reduced to mild with Vellum's affection and care. With good timing, because around the time this little cute moment concludes, you start to hear shrieks from the crowd. As well, you guys don't really know what's happening at first. There's a lot going on here, mostly with Joaquin's very, very noisy and colorful show. And then you see people running specifically from the backstage area. And there is a large, and when I say large, I mean like, at least twice the dimensions you would expect from such a creature, a large lion with like mostly black fur, but like a purple mane.
So it's a seen lion.
It's a seen lion emerging.
Does this lion also have wings? It is a
yes,
cat.
It does have wings.
Okay.
Yes. It emerges from the backstage area and it has hostile intent. I mean, you guys are suits agents, you know what an unhinged lycanthrope looks like, and that's what you're looking at. And Vellum, you know really well what specifically a scary werelion looks like, and that's what you're looking at.
Great, great, great. Love to see it.
In fact, I'll say the moment you catch it, because we're added wings, they have an unnamed civilian in the grasp, like as they are flying like with them off the ground. That person is freaking out.
Okay, Spar, it's time to go.
Yeah. You still have that gun on you?
Yeah.
Spar's gonna try and take a shot at the lion.
Okay.
I'm deciding like what you guys would know basically as suits agents, and I think this is fair information to just give you. You know that like I'm not saying this wouldn't work, but you just know that they are pretty hardy. Just hardier than you would expect lycanthropes are.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's a silvered weapon. You can still hurt them, but that's just yeah.
Yeah, this yeah, may be more of a getting them to stop from escaping and
mm-hmm.
I mean, right. They're winged, so tough to stop someone from escaping the sky.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and shoot agility firearms.
Agility is 2 and firearms is 2. And with mild, that means I am down 1 flip.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 1 success.
Okay. So for 1 success, actually, the bullet ricochets off of the lycanthrope, the werelion, as it hits them. It doesn't hit anybody, but it lodges itself in the wall of this place.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't pierce the lion at all?
Mm-mm. I think this might be a time to enter initiative.